China, as we all know, has a zero tolerance policy towards COVID. So anytime even one case comes up somewhere, they can lock down, or they do lock down a large area. In this case, what has happened is they've locked down the entire city of Shanghai now for several days running. People thought in a week it'll be over, but no, it's getting worse. And these are not the kind of lockdowns that we had in India, for example, that we got used to, where you could go to a grocery shop, grocery shops were allowed to open, there's some bit of delivery, transport, etc. was allowed, lots of curfew passes were issued. Not like that. This is lockdown with Chinese characteristics, if I may invent that term. So see what happens with the China kind of lockdown in the city of Shanghai, which is 25 million people, 2.5 crore people. It's a lot of people. It's bigger than any city in India. 2.5 crore people, and also by and large, on an average, well-to-do people. So the people of Shanghai have more surplus disposable income compared to any other city in China, that you would expect, because this city also accounts for more than 4%, about 5% of all of China's GDP. So you lock down a city like that, and then you have zero tolerance, and see what happens. And I will share some pictures and videos with you. Mostly these have been released or leaked by residents of Shanghai using their phones, etc. And they've got onto global social media as well. So I'll share some of these with you with the trigger warning, because some of these will be really distressing, like this one, the first one. See what's happening. You see a bunch of people actually bludgeoning a poor dog to death. What happened in this case? What happened in this case is that the owner of the dog had tested positive, was being taken away. He didn't have anybody else at home to look after the pet, so he left his pet outside, hoping that some neighbor will feed the pet and the pet will be alive until he comes back. So these guys decided, these are the law enforcement or lockdown enforcement authorities, these guys decided that this dog is going to be a nuisance. Also, there is some impression that pets can also be carriers of the virus. So isko jad se khatam kar do, na rahega baans, na bajegi baansuri. So see what's going on here. Then see this second picture. This is a picture again, which has come out of Chinese social media handles and now on global social media handles. Pictures are all taken by residents of Shanghai who are now rebelling to the extent that you can see a rebellion in China, right? Rebelling not in the sense that you can see a rebellion in a city in India or in the US or in Britain or in any classical democracy. This is in China. Now, in this case, this picture shows you the people who've been taken to quarantine now. That is the other thing. This is quarantine, just as we said, locked on with Chinese characteristics, quarantine with Chinese characteristics, which is that if you are sick, if you have tested positive, and most of these people are asymptomatic, and I'll give you some data there. Even if you're asymptomatic, they take you away to a quarantine where they then lock you up. And first of all, see the state of some of these quarantine facilities, right? If you saw one like that, say in our country or in any democracy, a lot of the TV channels, a lot of the media will go nuts covering this. But see these pictures of a quarantine facility in Shanghai. Again, if they find somebody maybe in a bus who's possibly tested positive, then they lock up the entire bus and it can be made to wait for hours like that. Because this is what happens when an authoritarian state uses the sledgehammer. So in this case, see what happens. When a lot of people are sent to quarantine, their dogs and cats, their pets are collected, put in bags. In this particular case, I'm not saying it happens all over that city, but in this particular instant, you can see these pictures of dogs and cats tied up in these sacks and left by the roadside, right? So I know that in our country also sometimes people say, people get a little bit romantic about the Chinese system. There is some sex appeal to an authoritarian system which stops all democratic activity because they want to focus, they want the nation to focus entirely on building up the economy, right? Now, That's an interesting idea, and it only has sex appeal because everybody thinks that this will not affect me, this will affect everybody else. So once again, before you wish for something like that, be careful, because sometimes your wishes might even come true. Do you really want those wishes to come true? And if you really wish that, at least ask your dogs and cats if they would like to pay the price of that, if not human beings. So that is the other picture. Again, you see how people's houses where somebody sick has been found are being sealed. This is a bunch of officials in hazmat suits who are sealing a home, which means you can't get out of there. And then what happens is the entire city, because there are no grocery stores that are open that you can go and buy food from, government says that we will deliver food, medicine, whatever you need to your homes, right? Including your testing kits to your homes. And it's a very big government in China, particularly because the entire party machinery also works with the government. So government delivers your food to you. So many, many families, many, many people in Shanghai are going with one meal a day or even starving. So if you see accounts in global media, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, the BBC, CNN, and these are from journalists who are there, and also some stuff coming out of Chinese social media, people are saying that, look, I never thought, this generation never thought that there could be starvation, that we could face starvation. Now, it's not as if Shanghai has to starve. It is just the strong arm of the state. Strong arm of the state is one size fits all. We believe that the moment the virus is seen anywhere, shut the wretched place down and the virus will be starved out. If in the process some human beings also get starved or miss a few meals, it is their problem. So see what's happening in the process. Grocery stores are being looted. That is one picture and video that I'm sharing with you. You can take a look. Also, see food riots taking place. See crowds breaking through barricades. These are real pictures coming out of Shanghai, one of the most bustling, buzzing, rich, wealthy, wealth-creating, opportunity-laden cities in the world. It is the engine of China's economy. But see what's happening, mainly because of the way the government has treated this. Again, if a child falls sick, in the sense that if a child is positive, they take the child away also, separate the child from the family, from the parents. So now you are seeing something which is rarely seen in China. You're seeing protests and you are seeing petitions being with mass signatures of parents. So I read about one petition from parents saying, please don't take our children away, particularly if they are asymptomatic. We can look after them. In 3 hours, 24,000 couples signed this petition. That was just in 3 hours, and more would have done after that. Now, the fact is that the Chinese would say that so far they've been very successful with this policy. And it is true. If you trust their figures, it's very true. Even if you don't trust their figures, it doesn't look like they might have done a lot of concealing in Wuhan. But after Wuhan, you haven't seen such a big distress coming out of China. And we saw after that when they had the lockdown and when they enforced the mask law, mask rule, how they were implementing it. You saw those drones going from place to place, actually picking out people who were walking without masks and shouting warnings saying, dear so-and-so, dear auntie, dear uncle, whoever, dear friend, you are walking around without a mask, that's wrong. Because then the guy or the woman will also know the drone is telling me, but drone is also taking pictures, right? So they use those methods to really control COVID in their country. And if you go by their figures, they haven't lost more than 5,000 lives, which is less than 1% of the lives that officially are acknowledged to be lost in India. So their point of view is, if we've been so successful, what the hell, we'll use the same method again. Why mend what ain't broken? At the same time, they've also used other strong arm methods to prevent bad news from going out. That is censorship, that is arrests. But they've also been successful. Now Xi Jinping is going to come up at the party, big party event, for his fresh term. They don't want this party or this system to be floundering, also because they've sold this idea to the whole world, or they're trying to sell this idea that their system is the best. Now, if the rest of the world buys it or not, it doesn't matter to Xi Jinping and the Chinese. they want Chinese people to buy it. That we've handled COVID much better than the so-called full-fledged democracies like US, Britain, Europe, India also. So our system is the best. That is what is on test. Now, what exactly is the issue in Shanghai? If you look at the data, the highest number in Shanghai was this Sunday. That is yesterday as I record this. Right? This Sunday, that is the 10th of April, they had 26,087 cases. Now, it's a large number of cases. If you compare with Delhi, for example, on 13th of January this year, at the peak of the Omicron wave, Delhi had 28,000 cases. In April 2021, at the peak of the Delta wave, again Delhi had 28,000 cases. But you didn't see any of this panic in Delhi and no such response in Delhi, particularly in the Omicron wave. It was generally seen that the population is by and large vaccinated, and that's why Omicron is having a milder effect. So let people go on with their work. Don't stop everything. But the Chinese are not buying into that. Bulk of the, in fact, almost all of the cases in Shanghai are Omicron cases. Again, if you want to put this in perspective, then put another figure in front of that. Of the 26,000 odd cases, not even 5 are severely ill. In fact, while over the past few weeks, the average has been about 20,000 cases a day, on most days, there is not more than one case that is severely ill because a lot of the population is vaccinated. But in spite of that, the method of response from the state is the same as before, as if it's a deadly disease and you have no protection. So it's the best thing, the only way to survive is, like Mr. Modi said in the first round, jaan hai to jahan hai, which means stay indoors or I'll lock you down or I'll take you away and bludgeon your dogs and cats, because ultimately human lives have to be saved. And that's got people very angry. Unusual things are happening in Shanghai. For example, in one area, party functionaries, government functionaries, because they found that people were getting very irritated, very upset, very impatient, they said at a mass level, everybody should sing patriotic songs. Now that's often done in China. So they said to uplift the morale, all of you sing patriotic songs. Now remember, we also had that thing of Tali and Thali at one point. That also Mr. Modi thought will build the national morale. Now they asked the population in that Shanghai area to do this. On the other hand, people pulled out their Tali and Thali, they pulled out their pots and pans and began banging and shouting curses at the officials because they were so angry. Now, remember, all this is happening in China, under the Chinese Communist Party. People are also putting out messages, shouting, saying, we want supplies. We don't want to die of starvation. We don't want to deal with starvation. There is also a funny side. So three rappers in Shanghai have also done a song on panic buying of groceries. Now, what is the state response to this anger in Shanghai? So the state response from the state-controlled media is that people of Shanghai are arrogant, they lack patriotism, government is doing anything it can, but government will not allow the disease to spread. The fact or the argument that this is Omicron, most people are already vaccinated, this is not causing such a problem, so let it be, is being contested by the official media and by the government. So Global Times, our favorite newspaper in China, favorite because that's the only one we can read, it's in English. They've said this idea of Britain and the US that Omicron is light and you can coexist with it is utterly groundless, morally and scientifically. And this editorial in Global Times goes on to state that 26.7 crore people in China are above 60 years of age and over 25 crore of the Chinese are still children. So this is 50 crore population that is still vulnerable. So there is going to be zero tolerance, never mind the inconvenience that's being caused to you right now. But the problem with these steps is that power can go to any government's head. And once you think that I have this power to exercise, nobody can question me, and that there is legitimacy to this exercise of power, then it becomes even more heady. So I read about a city called Jilin, J-I-L-I-N, in China. This is in northeastern China. For 33 days, the city has been under lockdown, and now it has zero COVID, zero social COVID, that means transmitted from one to the other. In spite of that, lockdown is not lifted, and the city doesn't know when it will be lifted. Again, while Shanghai is in focus, it looks like that even Guangzhou, what used to be called Canton earlier, that's also headed in the same direction. You know, how many cases were found there a day back? 20 cases. So once again, this is the same zero tolerance things. And this is extracting a price again from China's economy. Now, I will share with you a couple of Bloomberg graphics to which we have access because we are subscribers to Bloomberg. That shows that the Chinese growth rate projection this year has again been revised downward from 5.5% to 5%. Half a percentage point lower, but still lower. Also, there is data from National Bureau of Statistics that tells you that raw material supplies, that tells you manufacturing, etc., have both suffered their sharpest decline since 2020, since the first peak in 2020. Now, it is nowhere near the decline of 2020, but still, if you see that line, it suddenly comes down a little bit, and that's mainly because of this. I would call it an overreaction to the Omicron wave. Meanwhile, as we said, the message from the state and the state-controlled media is sab changa hai, everything is fine. So Xinhua, in an editorial commentary, says, don't worry, this time will pass, and soon enough, there'll be a time when all of us will be enjoying the sunshine.